Palestinian man in Israeli custody came close to starving to death this week. Mohammed Alon had refused food for 2 months to protest being held without charges. During his hunger strike, Israel passed a law permitting the force feeding of prisoners in order to keep them alive. But Israeli doctors fought back. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
We'll get to the man who almost starved to death in a minute. But first, meet Palestinian Ismat Mansour. He's a repeat hunger striker. He ate just salt and water for at least 3 weeks, four separate times when he was in prison. Free now, he was incarcerated 2 decades for helping kill an Israeli. Hunger strikes, he says, hurt.
It is the worst feeling in your body, your mind, your whole being. When I didn't eat for 28 days, I felt weak. I craved food. I couldn't remember things.
He says Israeli doctors kept watch over him and other hunger-striking prisoners.
A doctor came and took blood pressure and weight and registered that every day. They would tell us, if we didn't eat, we might die. But we knew they were from the prison authority, so we didn't trust them.
Mansour participated in hunger strikes with groups of Palestinian prisoners. Their aims were to improve life in Israeli custody. The Palestinian man who recently came close to death was in a different situation. Suspected of militant ties, Mohammed Alon had been detained but not charged for 8 months when he began to refuse food. 6 weeks into his fast, Israel's parliament passed a law permitting the state to force-feed prisoners on hunger strike. But doctors made it clear they would not cooperate.
It's like rape. I mean, you will ask a physician to rape the patient for treatment or something like this. This is unacceptable.
Israeli Dr. Yoel Donshin is a retired anesthesiologist and a member of Physicians for Human Rights. He believes Israeli politicians who favor force-feeding aren't concerned about the prisoners.
They do not care for the welfare of the prisoner. They just want them not to become a symbol or martyr. So keep them alive. Keep them alive by all means.
As Alon grew weaker, Palestinian protests grew. Israeli authorities feared his death could trigger street violence. But amid the turbulent public debate, one lawmaker who had voted against allowing force feeding said on Israeli radio he changed his mind. Yaakov Peri also used to head Israel's internal security.
The only solution is that he be fed. I was against the force feeding bill, but the alternative is an end to his life. There are times when the state of Israel has to make a decision, and if we need to force feed him, we will have to force feed him.
It turned out Mohammed Alon didn't need to be force fed. Israel's Supreme Court temporarily suspended his detention, and he agreed to take nutrients. Israel's public security minister opposed that court ruling. He warned that more Palestinian prisoners will now go on extreme hunger strikes. And on his Facebook page, he criticized the doctor who heads the Israeli Medical Association for telling physicians to ignore the new Israeli law. That doctor, Leonid Eidelman, says he did nothing wrong.
It's not breaking a law because there is no law in Israel that force doctors to use the treatment that doctors don't believe that should be used.
Under Israel's force-feeding law, a judge can allow but not order a doctor to participate. Israel's not the only place force-feeding is an issue. The U.S. military continues to force-feed hunger strikers held at Guantanamo Bay. In Israel, Leonid Eidelman and other physicians say they would honor a patient's wishes to refuse food, but would step in to save his life if he were unconscious. Eidelman says that would suit Mohammed Alon, who wanted a trial or freedom, not death.
Because after he was resuscitated, he regained his conscience, and he didn't regret that he was resuscitated.
Mohammed Alon ended his hunger strike after the Israeli court ruling. The force-feeding law remains on the books, awaiting a future case and a future debate with Israel's doctors. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.